Hello, this is your life-changing podcast, Knowings, Spiritual and All Things Human. Renowned spiritual leader, visionary, author, and advocate for humanity, Mahatma Chris Griscom, answers crucial questions from around the world with her vast illuminated cosmic wisdom. Gentle and often humorous in her knowings, she includes her famed Exercises in Consciousness that help to bring the listener into a state of expanded conscious self-awareness, global focus, and participation. With each segment in the series, Chris answers three diverse questions to discover deeper aspects of who you are and how to find meaning and purpose in your individual and global realities. This is for you. Chris Griscom is the world's foremost expert on reincarnation. Her intensives of the Light Institute with themes of all things human are for people around the globe with the purpose of changing lives and helping the planet. Chris Griscom brings the gift of higher consciousness, accelerating the evolution of humanity and the world.
Thank you. There is another part to this meditation. It's called Knowings. And from around the world, every week, people send in questions that they would like for us to focus upon in order to illuminate and uplift us and everyone who's participating. Allison will tell us the questions that have come for us today. Allison?
The first question is from Sedona, Arizona.
USA.
In the USA. For Chris Griscom, what do you think about changing our birth names? My best friend has changed her name several times. It's quite confusing and unsettling.
Don't be unsettled. Who she is to you doesn't change, only how she sees herself. And so as friends, we want to support that. Now, there are a few conversations. Sometimes people change their name because they really want to move from the karma of their childhood or who they've been and move on to a higher or a plane of energy that makes them be able to access a bigger picture of who they are. A vibration, because every time you say a name, it ripples a vibration out. It creates a magnetism. And so sometimes we want to change that in our life. We live a lot longer than we used to. And so we go through stages. So I think that is wonderful. However, when it is, I want to go away from what that other karma is, not be that person, it's important to realize that there is a thing, there's a study called numerology, and it gives each letter a value. And then you add up those letters and their value, and it tells a story. One of the things that I know spiritually is that each child actually, because they're not children, because they're fully developed beings, whispers to their parents a frequency of vibration that suits them. And that's how parents say, let's name it this, let's name it that. And so it's not an accident that you're born with a name. In order to move on from that name, you don't want to just deny it or dislike it, but to move through that, but giving light to the vibration and all of the lessons that you learn through that sound that represented you. And in that way, you set it free and you set you free. And so if your friend has gone through three stages of identifying yourself, you want to remember that the energy that brought you together has not to do with names, but has to do with the karma of knowing each other in many incarnations. And so, but watch for and support that with this new vibration, this last one, that there's an opening for her or him, that there's an uplifting energy that amplifies their sense of self, and therefore how they engage with you and you with them. That's my answer. Great love. Allison?
The second question is from Tromsø, Norway.
Norway.
Will you tell me what bloodlines carry spiritually and if they really are important? Or can we change our stars and create new blood in our current bodies through our consciousness that reflects our growth and what we pass on to the world?
Oh, what a wonderful, illuminating question. Well, our bloodlines are important in that they tell the story of many incarnations. They tell the story of the matrix of your genetic encoding and the kinds of things that you have chosen as a soul to take on or to be aware of, even to clear. And so the blood carries with it many stories. Now, those of you who are adopted, you have the beautiful opportunity to have something that you've carried physiologically through your genetic encoding and something that you've carried spiritually through your spiritual DNA through those who, together with you, have called on each other to walk this lifetime together. So all of those things have power. Blood is simply the story. It's the story of your body. It's the story of your history. It's the story of predilections. And of course, that changes all the time. It changes through our life. And that's why our thought forms and our choices, and even the way we see our parents or our childhood changes. When we're children, there is nothing like parents. And then we get to be 16 or so, and there's nothing that we want about parents. And then around 22, we begin to see how our parents have changed. But all of that is going on inside ourself and our consciousness. So when you say change our stars, absolutely. And think of it that way. So let's do a very quick little exercise in consciousness. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath into your body. And as you exhale, which brings you into a meditative state, ask your blood to show you its vibration that you've inherited. Maybe it's thick or rich, or maybe it's fluid. Maybe it's filled with light. Maybe it's filled with darkness. Just allow your blood to show you what it's carrying at this moment. Now ask your blood, because it is living, it is conscious, what frequency of light it needs from you to clear away any attributes or energies that you have inherited psychogenetically or physically, emotionally or spiritually, that do not serve you. And through this vibration of light that you can laser into your bloodstream, you can dissolve it away and find that newness, as if you were being born again. And that newness that comes to you now, this a purification, it's a quickening, it's a going forward. That forward motion is passed on. And it's very interesting to note, because some people never have children, that your blood lines, which simply describes the repertoire of your choices, your karma, your physicality, and that's all it chooses for you, that can be passed and does get passed to those who come in that could have been your children but maybe are not, but people who are beings who are coming into this planet. Your frequency, what you carry in your blood, is echoed out into the world and can be taken up just as if you are the closest template to someone, because karmically and spiritually you actually are, and your blood is a part of that play, a play in which you have choice through consciousness. So whatever color you got, again, pass it through your blood. Feel as if it's dancing, it's moving, it's streaming in your blood. It's sucking up any things, any thought forms, any characteristics, any physical things that you do not need. Just taking care of all of those and dissolving them away through light. And now just imagine that you could see a purity in your blood, a bloodline that you have chosen, but through your consciousness, you will pass on to others, to the future. And open your eyes. My higher self mentioned one other little thing there that's kind of a giggle, and that is that There are certain cultures on this planet who are very focused on bloodlines, who do not want any mixture of any other race in those bloodlines. And that always gives me a little bit of a cosmic giggle. If you could imagine that you have indeed, your soul has come in, which it has, uncountable times, not only in human form, but in other forms, and that all of the people, all of humanity on this planet have been here before and been embodied in other races, in other bloodlines. And so to think that you could hold a bloodline that has nothing else in it would be a disgrace, a dishonor to the magnitude of what it is to walk in human body. That we have, as the Native American men say, walked miles in the moccasins of others, in the bodies of others. And therefore, we must find a way to embrace and honor all other beings and all bloodlines, which are part of you as well. Great love. Allison?
The last question is from New York City, New York in the USA. Dear genuine Chris Griscom, I have worked relentlessly for a lifetime, attaining great wealth and fame. My life is full and busy, complicated and loud. I'm grateful for my accomplishments, but I find myself yearning now for the simple, the quiet, the pure. Genuine, gentle moments of connection to humans, animals, and nature. I'm perplexed by this, but wondering if you think this type of U-turn in life perspective is something that could be happening around the world because everything is so loud and harsh right now. Could there be a chain reaction of quiet connection happening through humanity? Or is this wishful thinking on my part? Thank you for always being so real and steady. Your Sunday knowings are my touchstone.
Oh, thank you, my friend. And we are friends and we are soul family. That is a great, great commentary on what is happening. It is not wishful thinking. But I would say that wishful thinking is a way of focusing consciousness on a higher potential. And so we need more wishful thinking. We need more designing in our mind's eye as if it were happening now, because it is in the ethers, and we just need to peel away the veil and allow it to be there where we can perceive it and experience it. All of those things that would create a higher and better way of life. Having it all is what is affording you the great opportunity to see that there's more. People think that there's more money, there's more things to hold, or there's more visibility. But in the end, what there is the self, the divine self. And so as we begin to grow, as the seeking for things or energies begins to be finished, and it could be finished on what somebody else might call a poor person as well, because it's all about how in your consciousness you perceive that fullness that you're talking about, that accomplishment or that abundance, which I learned by living with tribes in South America, that abundance is a very fluid thing. That, of course, we then begin to move inward. We begin to honor and to love nature, space, expansion. We want to expand from the constrictions of I must be this, I must hold, for example, I must never let anything happen to my wealth. I must protect it. No, not really. You can protect it without focusing in a way that keeps you so busy that you miss the quietness. I congratulate you that you have found that. And that you have found it. It means that it is rippling out and seeding others. So as you speak to your family, as you speak to your friends, as you walk the way you walk in this world, you will be seeding again, the gift of silence, the gift of expansion, the gift of peace and beauty, which is always there if we just focus on it. So thank you for finding that that is your direction now. As you go, everyone else will begin to go as well. And we will find each other in that expansion, which is called the divine essence of the cosmos. My support and great love to you.